This is Matt Long with your weekly update on the happenings in our state capital. Our Texas legislature meets once every 2 years for 140 days. The 89th legislative session began on Tuesday, January 14th, and will conclude on Monday, June 2nd. These updates will be biased. My work at the Capitol is to promote conservative principles. I will freely criticize bills and legislative behavior that goes against the founding principles of these United States. Praise the Lord and pass the taters. The Texas House, in the seventh week of the short session, started to get to work. On Thursday, to the surprise of many, Speaker Burroughs started the first reading and committee assignments. 3,551 bills have been filed in the House, and this past week, only 365 bills were read for the first time and assigned to committee. That's about 10% of the filed bills. The House Appropriations Committee has four subcommittees, and they met all week working on the budget. Out of the 40 remaining committees, only two met, and those were organizational meetings with invited testimony only. During this coming week, the eighth week of the session, many of the House committees will be meeting, but nearly all are organizational meetings with no public testimony. Please remember this huge delay when you are told in June that the House just ran out of time. Meanwhile, on the east side of the Capitol, the Senate is still steamrolling ahead. They passed a bill on the floor to investigate and rein in the runaway lottery commission. Senator Bob Hall said that since he started looking into the commission, he's been astonished by the dereliction of duty demonstrated by lottery commissioners. The Senate also passed SB 26. Which, if passed by the House and signed by the governor, will be a huge pay raise for teachers in Texas. Lieutenant Dan says the largest single outlay for a teacher pay raise in the country. Senator Creighton, author of the bill, says, quote, "We can't find another state in America that has put this much money together at one time for a teacher compensation package," close quotes. Following the lead of President Trump and RFK Jr., Senator Kolkhorst authored Senate Bill 25 focused on making Texas healthy again. This bill has four pillars to improve the health of Texans. First is childhood exercise. This bill would increase the time students participate in physical education, or PE. The second pillar would mandate more nutritional education for medical providers. The third will create a study to show if there is a link between processed food and chronic disease. The final pillar would require new labeling for food. The new standards will require that food labels carry a clear warning if a product contains ingredients that are banned by health officials in Europe, the UK, or Canada. If an ingredient is not permitted in most of Western civilization, you're going to have to put a label on it, Senator Kolkhorst said. Another nutrition bill was filed by Senator Middleton. SB 379 would make junk food ineligible for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. I expect the Democrat-run House to kill this bill. We'll see. The Senate is working overtime, and the House just voted for a sixth five-day weekend. When will the insanity end? On the last day of session, June 2nd.